We're going to be going to Matthew 15. I'm going to also read Genesis 1 and 1, but you already know that, so you don't have to look at that. That'll save you some time. While you're turning to Matthew 15, Genesis 1 and 1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." Matthew 15, 24. "But he answered and said, 'I am not sent but unto that lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then came she and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.' And she said, 'Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said unto her, 'O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt.'" Supporting scripture, Romans 1, 16 and 17. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith.'" Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." The base of those verses this morning, I'd like to speak from the thought or theme: still celebrating history by faith. Still celebrating history by faith. This morning, when we think about all that is happening in the world around us, and yes, sometimes even to us, it makes us wonder, will it ever get any better? How long must we continue to go through? But I wonder how many of you know that we learn just how to go through. Whatever hand we are dealt, we some way or another, whether we pray about it, fuss about it, or whatever we do, at some point we learn how to go through whatever it is that we got to go through. And most of us know of a surety, if it's not one thing, it's always another. As soon as you get something worked out, I guarantee you, if you blink your eye and open it up fast enough, you will see that there's something else already on your plate. I know that there are times that you feel like giving up. There are times that you're convinced that there's no hope at all. There are times when you just get in a state of depression, and it seems like even though you know that you're loved, doesn't it seem like sometimes nobody cares? Even though you know that God is by your side, sometimes you tend to wonder and ponder, "Lord, where are you? Lord, why?" We ask God, "Why? Why do you allow me to go through the things that I have to go through?" And there's some of us, sometimes we get bent all out of shape because we are trying to do what God would have us to do, and we fall short sometimes, and we realize that even though you try to do everything that God would have you to do, you don't do everything just right. And there are some times when you're not doing those things that are just right that it begins to bother your mind. And when your mind gets bothered, you tend to get clustered and you get stressed out. And when you get stressed out, you just can't think right. You can't have peace of mind. You can't find peace to lay down and to rest at night. A lot of our health conditions come because we don't rest properly. We got too many things going on in our mind. Every now and then you need to say, "Lord, just let me clear my mind. Let me lay some things down and rest a little while." You got to understand that God will hear you if you ask him to come to your rescue. And you got to understand also this morning that every day is a day to thank God. Every day you need to let the Lord know whose side you're on. January was a month with 5 Sundays already behind us. It seemed like it was just watch night service. And here we are, have already gone through a long month. We are here, and when we started in January, we talked about starting new beginnings, and new beginnings started, but it Time is moving so fast. How many of you realize that some of the things you thought you were going to get done, you're still working on getting started to get it done? There are some things that you've already started on. There are some things you're still pondering and praying about. But you always need to pray and ask God for leadership and guidance. Now, here we are on the first Sunday of February, known and recognized today as Black History Month. When we talk about Black History Month, first of all, we have those that sometimes will even speak in a negative sense, sometimes jokingly and sometimes just because they really don't know. And they'll make a comment that they gave us the shortest month of the year. Anybody ever heard that? Did you hear it in that form that they gave it to us? That's why I'm here this morning, to let you understand and know the importance of knowing history. History derives from the Greek word historia, meaning inquiry, knowledge that is acquired by investigation. It is the study of the human past. Everybody in here this morning have a past. History is also a narrative to examine and analyze the sequence of events to investigate the patterns of cause and effects that determine events to come. As a people, we tend to pass on what has been passed on to us. Because our history declares that family is important, we pull together and we trust God that no matter what, God will see us through. But I come to inform those of you that may not know that there was a man named Dr. Carter G. Woodson, who, along with a friend and colleague, Reverend James Moreland, that not only understood the importance of knowing history, but they became concerned that Negroes, as we recalled at that particular time, needed to know and let it be known that they made critical contributions to make the nation and the world what it is. So what they realized, and they decided in 1915, they co-founded the Association for the Study of Life and History, where they supplied materials and training to bring awareness to Black people that they too had people and things to be proud of. They was interested enough in letting the people know, and it got so involved, and they got enough materials that in 1920, Dr. Woodson started what they called Negro History Week. Dr. Woodson chose to use the month. Dr. Woodson chose, they didn't give us, he chose to use the month February because of President Abraham Lincoln, who signed the Emancipation Proclamation ending slavery, and Frederick Douglass, who both of their birthdays were in February. And because of their significance to him, this is why he chose the month of February. In 1970, Negroes' history was changed to Black history because of the Black Power movements and all of the things that were stirred up about we as a people and how proud we was to be a Black people. We've gone from colored folk to Negroes to Black folk to African Americans. Do you know who you are this morning? Because when you go back in the history, I don't care what you call yourself, if you Black, you Black. And I don't know why we get so bent out of shape when we hear the term Negro. I was a Negro before I knew anything about being Black. But in 1976, the celebration extended from a week to a month. And from 76 until this present time right now, we celebrate what we call Black History Month. I noticed that our clerk put on the back of our bulletins this morning, Black History, 365 days. So now you can decide to celebrate one month who you are, or you can be who you are all year long. That's all you got to do is tell God thank you and learn how to walk by faith. Now, the saints of old would have put the voices together and they would have sang the song, "We have come this far by faith." And I used to love that song because it said, "Leaning and trusting on the Lord." Faust Chapel, remember and celebrate our history here on this sacred corner of Dixie and Smith Avenue. For 77 years, through the prayers and the efforts of a man by the name of Mr. Jim Hargrave, one that I'm told that was a principal and an educator that also undoubtedly loved the Lord. For it was Mr. Hargrave that called a group of people together and sat down in the community and decided that we need to have church service in our community. So these few people, along with Mr. Hargrave, bought a building called Colored Holiness Church of God. You wonder why we got fire. You wonder why we got Holy Ghost power. We might be Baptist by denomination, but I'm holy by nature. The Lord our God that blessed us, that told us that he would not leave us comfortless, said that he would give us a power of the Spirit. And if you got the power of the Spirit, then you know that everything is going to be all right. So I want Faust Chapel Missionary Baptist Church to know in 1932, the first angel of the house, Reverend J.L. Faust, whom this church is named after. Hallelujah, Jesus. A native of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, made it possible that we stand today and serve in what we call the Faust Chapel Missionary Baptist Church. After him, Reverend H.A. White came along. And I didn't get an opportunity to meet him. I was too young and I don't know anything about him either. But he was the second angel of this house. Then Dr. F.D. Betts, my pastor, the one that I remember, the one that I've served up under, he was the third angel of the house. And that's our past. I'm your present. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. All we got to do is trust the power of God. Anybody glad this morning that they are alive? Hallelujah, Jesus. See, I don't know about you this morning, but I'm remembering my history. I'm remembering my pastor. I'm remembering that he may not be in a whole lot of books that you see in the library. But one thing I know is that he made an impression on this community. He made an impression on me. He taught me how to be a man of God. How to dress like somebody. Smell like somebody. Study to show yourself approved. He said, preach when they want to hear you. And preach when they don't want to hear you. Brother preacher, he told me. He said, you're starting low. Raise high. Fight fire and then take your seat. But I ain't got to that point this morning yet. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I come to tell somebody this morning that we come a mighty long way. We come a mighty long way. So when we talk about black history, we got something to celebrate at Faust Chapel. We can say, look where he brought us from. Hallelujah, Jesus. That old colored holiness church. And look what we got today. But it's not by any of our merits. We don't have anything to boast about. We do have a few saints that are still left that labored in the vineyard that helped things be where they are today. But a lot of those that really did what needed to be done to lay the foundation, they've gone on. And so what history does is it moves on from one generation to the next generation. So now, when we began to talk about history, we cannot talk about history unless we go to the beginning. We find here in the very first verse of the Bible, time and matter had no existence before the beginning. Only the one living God who had no beginning was already in existence. The Bible declares. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1 and 26 says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. If you don't want to be a Christian, if you don't want to be more like Christ, what in the world are you doing in here? Because God created us and made us that we would be after his likeness. And then he gave us power to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Then magic happened. 2 and 7. The Bible said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Ain't you God? Breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Now, life as we know it, God made us in his image, filled us with his breath. We became living souls. And that first man that he made, he placed him in a beautiful garden, a garden of paradise. Didn't have to work. Didn't have to worry. No pain, no sorrow. But sin separated the relationship and the fellowship of God and man. And so now, because of sin, hallelujah, Jesus, now we know that we have to work hard. Now we know what pain is all about. Now we know that that's why these bodies are up sometime and down sometime, because our bodies are sort of weak. Because we betrayed the Lord our God. So now, when I talk about history, through the ages of history, the people of God have been rebellious against God. We know that we are supposed to love one another and to serve him. We know him to be a merciful and a loving God. But we realize that when we go through our trials and tribulations, sometimes we lose focus. Sometimes we lose our sight on how good the Lord has been. Sometimes as you go through your trials and tribulations in life, things get tight and things get unpredictable, and you begin to wonder, Lord, are you going to ever deliver me out of this situation? When you're down and you're suffering and you're feeling bad and you're looking bad, and you found out that you're a disciple for Christ, can you keep your head up and keep on pressing on? But here, as we look at the beginning of a letter that Paul writes a letter to the Romans. He shares with them some warm greetings, representing himself as a concerned servant of Jesus the Christ, who was, even though he was not there, he wanted them to know that there were times that I wanted to get to you, but things hindered me and I was not able to get there. I wanted to come and I wanted to share with you some good news. I wanted to tell you and give you some fruits of the good news that the Lord our God, Jesus the Christ, he is a savior and he come to save you. He was still praying to them, and he had intention on doing just that. But when I look here in the Word of God, he says that I think about you to the point to where God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers. So in other words, Paul said, I can't get to you, but I'm going to pray for you. Yes, There are times when you are not able to go and lay hands. But you can pray from wherever you are and know that the power of God, the Spirit of God, can move anywhere and be anywhere. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah, Jesus. Paul says that I'm praying for you. I long to see you, that when I see you, I want to impart some spiritual truth unto you. Paul says that I want to let you know that I don't have any right not to preach to you. I know that you might not be a Jew. I know that you're a Gentile. I know that you're a barbarian. But I've been commissioned by God to preach the gospel. And because I love God, Paul said that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power unto salvation to everyone that believes it. Oh yes, I got to recognize the Jew first. Because those were the children of promise. But don't forget about the Gentiles. See, that's where we fall in at. Some of us don't even know who we fall in with. You're not Jews, but the Jews were the promised folk. But because God loved us so much, God allowed his son Jesus to make sure that we knew the good news. God allowed us to know that all we got to do is trust him. And what I like about it, the Bible says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So I come this morning, tell somebody, hallelujah, Jesus, that as we celebrate Black history, as we celebrate where we come from, don't forget who made you who you are. I come to tell you that you got to celebrate Black history by having faith in the power of the Almighty God. You got to believe that the Lord will make a way out of no way. And I come to tell you a little story this morning. There's a lady, a Canaanite woman, a woman that had a need from the Lord our God. She realized that Jesus was passing along. He was on his way down for Tyre and Sidon. And the woman of God saw this man of God. She ran and cried out unto him, said, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, thy son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, and I need help for my daughter. Anybody ever prayed for somebody else? See, the woman wasn't worried about her own condition, but she was worried about her daughter's condition. She realized that I got a daughter at home, and my daughter is messed all up. She's possessed with a devil and a demon, and that demon just keep on working on her body. But I stopped by to tell somebody that if you know that the Lord our God is in the midst, you can call out on the name of Jesus, just like this woman. This woman said unto the Lord our God, she said, oh Lord, oh Lord. See, some of us are too proud to cry out. Some of us are too proud to say, Lord, I need you. We like to whisper a prayer in the morning, but every now and then, I have to holler out to the Lord, I need you right now. I need you in my life this morning. I can't wait until tomorrow. I need you to bless me right now. And I heard that when she talked to the Lord our God, he answered her not a word. In other words, the Lord just stood there, ignored her like he didn't even hear what she was saying. His disciples said, why don't you go on, woman? Leave the disciples alone. Leave Jesus alone. The Lord is too busy right now. You just keep on talking about your daughter. I heard that your daughter is sick. I know that your daughter needs help. But Jesus is busy right now. But I thank God that when you got faith in God, you don't let nothing or nobody hinder you from getting what you want. The Bible says, then she fell down on her feet. She fell down in before Jesus. Said, oh Lord, help me. In other words, I'm not going to give up. But the Bible said that he answered and said unto her, is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, you true Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumb that fall from the master's table. In other words, God, I know that you are God of order. I know that I can't get it out of order. I got to get mine when it's my time. It's your time today, but my time is coming. So I'm going to sit back and watch God bless you. I'm going to sit back and praise him while he bless you. Because I know that after a while, my time is going to come. After a while, I'm going to be next in line for my miracle. I'm going to be next in line for my blessing. I want to tell somebody that you better have faith. Because the Bible said, Jesus told that woman, great is thy faith. Because of your faith, your daughter is healed right now. Right now. Right now. I don't have to go over there. I don't have to lay hands on her. I can say the word and it'll happen right then. I want to tell somebody, you better hold on. You better hold out. You better thank God for Jesus. I want to let you know that this old body of mine, that old devil been attacking my body. But I heard the Lord my God say, hold on and hold out. Don't give up. Tell the devil he is a lie. Preach anyhow. Praise him anyhow. Tell him thank you anyhow. Anybody feel bad in your body? Tell him thank you anyhow. Anybody broke as a skunk? Tell him thank you anyhow. Anybody got a problem in your life and don't know how you're going to work it out? Let me introduce you to somebody. His name is the sweetest name I know. Can you help me? Can you help me? Call his name. Do you need help this morning? Help me. Call the name Jesus. Say, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, you ought to say it better than that. Jesus. Little out of that. Bright in the morning star. Jesus. First and the last. Jesus. Alpha and Omega. Jesus. Beginning and the end. Jesus. Rocking and reeling. Wheel in the middle of a wheel. Bridge across deep water. A rock of ages. He is the best thing that ever happened to me. Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah! Oh! Woo! Woo! Still celebrating. Still celebrating. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Still celebrating Black history by faith. By faith. By faith, things can happen. By faith, you can get up off of that floor. By faith, the Lord will make a way out of no way. By faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Can we continue to walk by faith? Hallelujah.